went through the earthquake, went through the economic crisis, saw the inside of the Kathmandu Police Detention Center. Twice, Maggie passed away. All my Facebook crushes had gotten married. After all the shit I've been through, sobriety still remained. I had promised Maggie that I would never drink again. My time in Nepal was over. I was all ready to go to America, the land of opportunities. I booked my ticket 3 months ahead. My items were starting to make an appearance in hamrobazaar.com, shopping website similar to eBay. That last thing to do was to sell the digital piano. I did that the night before my scheduled flight. The next morning, I woke up early and did a little bit of cleanup. I did not have much of an appetite because of the excitement. I was going back to America after 5 years. I was thrilled. At the airport, there wasn't a big line. My luggage capacity was just perfect. The inspection did not take very long. Everything was going too easy. It felt like the day was too good to be true. At the immigration checkpoint, a security officer suggested me, "The line for Nepalese is over there. You don't have to wait." I said, "Yeah, but I'm flying with an American passport." The line at the immigration checkpoint was long. My heart started pounding when I was the next person in line. I made sure I had all my documents out. I hand in my passport and my NRN card to the customs officer. She takes a while. She keeps on flipping the pages of my passport back and forth. She looks at me and looks back at the passport. I'm imagining to myself, I look like crap on my passport picture. She's probably just checking me out. I start to get impatient and ask her, "What's going on? What's taking forever?" She replies, "There is no visa." "What the hell are you talking about? I gave you my visa. It's my NRN card. That is my visa for 10 years." She says, "Oh, no, sir, your NRN card is just an identity card. You do not have a visa stamp on your passport." I rudely ask her, "So, what the hell do you want me to do? Go home? I have a flight in 1 hour. I got that card, and the U.S. Embassy at Washington, D.C. told me that I did not need a visa if I had that card. Would you call your supervisor?" She gave me that look most women give to their ex-boyfriend, and called her supervisor. She refused to speak to me like she would have done to a cheating boyfriend. While the supervisor was on his way, I was thinking to myself, these people are pathetic. This is the catch. This is the point where I'll have to shove some money up their corrupt throats. How much Nepalese rupees do I have? I had 10,000 Nepalese rupees, and I was confident that the amount I had would get me out of the situation to the inside of the plane. Two men walk up to me and ask me for my documents. Just like the woman, they flip all the pages of my passport twice. The man orders his assistant, "Call the police." At that point, I knew that shit got serious. I'm thinking to myself, third time in police detention, and this time I'm not even drunk. I asked the man, "Police? Why? What are you talking about?" The man says, "Oh, we'll let you know soon." The airport police gets there. The senior officer looks through my passport and asks me to step aside. A big scene is created, all eyes on me. However, this time I was not enjoying the attention. I just wanted to go back to America. The attention-craving exhibitionist in me was over. I was all ready to live a sober life without getting in trouble with the law. I was taken to a special office at the airport. The officer told me, "Do you know that not paying your visa fee is a serious offense in this country? You have not paid your visa for 5 years. We are going to have to put you into our custody until further investigation."